This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abom, welcome everyone. Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, Masechta Yevamos. So the Mishnah said like this, in all of the Arayos, if there was a Safek Kedushin or a Safek Gerushin, so then the Tzara you can't do Yibam to, because she might be, if there was a Safek Kedushin, she might be the Tzara of an Erva. If there's a Safek Gerushin, she might be the Tzara, in other words, if there was a Kedushin, she might be the Tzara of an Erva, and if it's a Safek Gerushin, she still may be the Safek of an Erva. So we say the Tzara Tzara Choyletz Etzalei Mesya Bemes, and the Mishnah said, what is the case of Tzaras Erva, what is the case of Safek Kedushin? If you throw her Kedushin, Safek close to him, Safek close to her, that's Safek Kedushin. However, Safek Gerushin, we basically picked three cases where, for all intents and purposes, it's a definite Gerushin, and it's only a Chumra that it's not a Gerushin. So in these cases, we say, Chayletzes v'loy misyabemes. Again, the case of Safek Kedushin is a full-fledged, bona fide Safek. It's, you throw her a marriage, Safek Karav Loi, Safek Karav La. However, the case of Gerushin is cases which are really be'etzem a good Gerushin. However, Midrabanan, there's a chumrat not to invalidate the get. So the Gemara wanted to know why by Gerushin did we not pick a case of Safek Karav Loi, Safek Karav La. So Rabbi said very simply, because by the case of Kedushin, her status is one where she is, well, let's talk about Gerushin first. The Rabbi says by Gerushin, she's Becheskes Heter Lashuk, which means she was the co-wife of an Erva. And now you want to say that a get came along and changed her status of Muteres Lashuk. So we say, no, we're not going to Aser her Misafek. We're not going to say that Misafek, she is Aser Lashuk. In other words, she was the Tzara of an Erva. So if she's the Tzara of an Erva, we have to keep her as the Tzara of an Erva and say that she is Muteres Lashuk. That is her status. So since that was her Chazaka, she's Becheskes Heter Lashuk, and now Misafek, we want to say, well, maybe a get was given, and if a get was given, she's Asur Lashuk, and she's Zakuk L'Yibam, right? Because she's a Tzara of a Erva, and now a get may have come along and said she's not the Tzara of an Erva, and she is tied to the Yavam. So in that case, we are not going to say, Misafek, she is Aser Lashuk. The only time we're going to say such a thing, that she requires, in other words, in a classic case of Safek Karav La, Safek Karav Lai, we're going to say she was in a status that she's Muteres Lashuk, and the fact that a get was given, we're going to assume she still continues to be a Tzaras Erva, and she is Muteres Lashuk, and you do not have to give her not Yibum and not Chalitza. The only time there is a Safek that maybe she is not Muteres Lashuk is only if a real get was given, and that real get made her not a Tzaras Erva, and is asering her Lashuk, so we say, you don't have to do Yibum, but you do have to do Chalitza. So, in other words, the case of the Mishnah of Safek Gerushin is basically a case of Vaday Gerushin, where she was pretty much divorced. She's pretty much rendered not a Tzaras Erva, and therefore she is Zakuk Liyibum, pretty much, for all intents and purposes, she's really Chayiv in Yibum. But as a Chumrah, we say, you do Chalitza, not Yibum. So the Gemara asks, if you're going to say that a woman could use chazaka, then by kedushin also we should say the woman is becheskas heter liyavam. In other words, when she was married to the brother, to the deceased, she was presumably muteres to the yavam if her husband would die. And now there's a question, maybe her husband gave a suffik kedushin to an erva. So let's allow her to do yibum to the yavam because of chazaka. You want to answer her to the yavam as a misafik? No, al tasenu misafik. She's becheskes muteres liyavam. So Gemara says, no, by kedushin, we could say that even though a safek kedushin came along, we're not going to let her do yibam to the yavam because it's a chumra, hasam l'chumra. We're going to say that l'chumra, she might be a tzaras erva, and therefore she can't do yibam to the yavam. Even though she has a chazaka to be able to do yibam to the yavam, we're not going to allow her to utilize that chazaka misafe, l'chumra. We're going to be machmer and we're going to say that she cannot do yibam. Says Gemara, hai chumra da'asui de'kulahu. This is a chumra to say that the kedushin is good and therefore she's asur liyibam. To say her safek kedushin is a good kedushin, it is a chumra that could come to a kula. Why? Zimnin da azalhu. Because maybe sometimes he's gonna go. Umekadesh lo la achos kedusha vadei. He's gonna go ahead and marry the sister with a vadei kedushin. And if you're going to say, or v'inami zimnin da asa acher mekadesh lo la dida kedusha vadei. Someone's gonna come and marry her in a vadei kedushin. V'kivin da asur lamar litzara liyavume, and now that we said, well, because of the kedushin of the erva, in other words, somebody gave a safek kedushin to someone had two wives. The first wife was a nachris. The second wife he did safek kedushin, and we're going to say that to the nachris, you can't do yibum because she might be a tzaras erva. So then that basically gives credibility to the marriage of the first sister, and it's going to say that the second kedushin, which was vaday, was not good. But even the asur lamar litzara, once we're going to asa litzara liyabume to do yibum, amri, people are going to say the kama kedushin. The first kedushin was good. The kedushin of the first sister, or the first kedushin done to her, was good, and that's why she asked her sister udabasra lav kedushin, and the second one was not a good kedushin. So if you're going to be machmer and are going to say, well, even though she's becheskas muteres to the yavam, nevertheless we're going to say she can't do yibum lechumra. Well, if you're going to be machmer and say that tzara can't do yibum, that means you're going to be treating with credibility the marriage of the first sister. And then what's going to happen is, you're going to say the second marriage was not kivan to come, and you're going to have it's a problem, because really it's very possible the second kedushin was a good kedushin. And if you're going to validate the first one, then you're going to end up being lenient about the second one. And what's going to happen, Rashi explains, and the second one is going to go out without a get. And she could get married and she could produce mamzerim. So the Gemara says as follows. This is where we're up to. I gave you the long recap. It says, Gemara, kibin dekamet sarches chalitza, since we require the tzara to receive chalitza, then everyone's going to know that the marriage of the sister was not a vadai marriage, was only suffik marriage. People are going to say that really she could have done yibam, and the fact that she requires chalitza is a chumra. In other words, people are not going to say that the marriage of the the suffix marriage was the real marriage, because if that's the case, if that was the case, then you wouldn't need chalitza. But since you need chalitza, people are going to know it's only a chumrah. Says Gemari, hachi, if so, gerishin nami lisni ulavilitzucha chalitza. Why don't we say the same thing for the suffix divorce? Say that if a woman who is an erva got a suffix divorce, even though the tsara is bechezkas mutaras l'shuk, because she's bechezkas tsaras erva, we're going to say that she can't do yibum, but that she could do chalut. But the fact, what about chazaka? Chazaka should say that she should be able to do yibum. So the Gemara said, Rabba said, Isha becheskas hetel l'shuk oimedes al tasrenu misafek. Why aren't we machmir on her? Elamai, you're going to say, if we're machmir and we're going to treat it as the fact that she's married, it could bring a problem. No, you're going to require chalitza. Says Rashi, hachanami, the top Rashi, since we require chalitza to the tzara, people are going to know that the kedushin of the daughter of his brother is not a kedushin. And the reason why you didn't do yibum to the tzara is just a chumrah. So why don't we say the same thing about gerushin and require chalitza, and people are going to know it's a chumrah ba'alma? Says the Gemara, no, we're afraid by gerushin as follows. We're afraid, really, the woman should be able to do yibum. In other words, by the tsaras erva, she should be able to go l'shuk. She's becheskas the tsaras erva, and she should be able to go l'shuk. In other words, the question was, list the case of safek karoiv la, safek karav loy, and in that case, chazaka should say that the tsara should be able to marry l'shuk, even though it's only, she might not be a tsara serva. In other words, she may have been a co-wife of an erva, and in that case, if she's not a co-wife of an erva, she's aser l'shuk. But she's bechezkas that she could marry l'shuk. She's bechezkas that she's a tsaras erva. So why don't we say that she could go l'shuk? And say a case of safek karav loy, safek karav la. But l'chumra, we're going to say that you have to give chalitza to the tzara. Why don't we say the same chumra? Says Gemara, because umeidi yidi de chumra ba'amu. Says Gemara, ma'ata oimer choylat ses misya b'mes. If you're going to allow the tzaras gerusha to do chalitza, you might come to do yibam. Says Gemara, hachanami, here too, by kedushin. Im ato imer choyletzes misya bemes. If you're going to say you do chalitza, you're going to come to do yibam. Says the Gemara, v'tisya bem. Do yibam, you could do yibam. Ve'im bekach klum, achazaka kokaima. Meaning like this, by kedushin, we could say we'll do chalitza. Elamai, we're afraid that if you do chalitza to the tzara of the erva, you'll come to do yibum. So let her do yibum, because she is becheskas she's going to stand in her chazaka. She's going to be bechezkas mutaras li'ibam. In other words, by the case of kedushin, this woman is bechezkas heter li'avam. Why? Because she is... her presumptive status is she could do yibum to the yavam. Elamaya, somebody may have come and created a kedushin, meaning the husband may have married a suffik arva, but she's becheskas mutaras liyibum. So in other words, the difference between gerushin and kedushin is by kedushin it could say choylatzes. Elamai, you're going to come to do yibum. Okay, nishka ferlach, it's not the end of the world, because if you come to do yibum, it's not... You'll be relying on chazaka, because the woman, the tzara of the woman who's safek mekudeshes, who is an erva, that tzara, what's the end of the... It's not the end of the world if she does chalitza, so what? She's going to come to do yibam, so let her come to do yibam. But you'll be... She's allowed to do yibam. She's in a presumptive status that she could do yibam. As opposed to in the case of the... Saras erva by gerushin. Let's talk about the case. You have a woman who's a nachris, and she had a co-wife who's an erva to the yavam, and then the almost deceased brother gives her a suffolk gerushin. Now her co-wife is bechezkas that she cannot do yibam, because her. Sarah is an erva, and now there's a suffolk gerushin. So, but the suffolk gerushin does not disturb the chazaka. She has a presumptive status that she can't do yibam. So by kedushin, it could say choyletzes. She has a chazaka. So l'chumra, we're not going to allow her to do yibam. Maybe she'll come to do yibum. Okay, let her come to do yibum. But by gittin, if we're going to pick a case where there's really a safek get, but her presumptive status is that she cannot do yibum, we cannot say, well, the case is that she gets chalitza misafek because we're afraid it might lead to yibum, and yibum is taka problem because she's bechezkas also liyibum. Okay. Esve Abaye. Abaye had the following question. Nafal habayis olav v'albas achiv. A very happy story. There's a guy in a house, and he was married to his brother's daughter. And they both died. They both died in an avalanche. And there's a surviving wife, who's a nachris, and she's now a zakuk li'ibam. The problem is like this. If the husband died first, so at the time that he died, his brother's daughter was alive, so his brother's daughter would aser the tzara, the nachris, to do yibam. But if the nachris died first, then the husband died, so misa ma'peles, and at the time that he died, the nachris was mutaras. So ve'ein yodu ezmehem meisrishin. You don't know who died first. So what's the halacha? Again, right now the presumption is that when it comes to gittin, we are afraid chazaka dictates that you can't do yibam. Right? In a case of gittin, where a woman who's an erva may or may not have been divorced. So we say that tzara is bechezkas aser liyibam, and therefore the chazaka says she cannot do yibam, and therefore you can't even have her do chalitza lest she come to do yibam. So now, here's this case. The case is, you have a husband, you have his wife, you don't know who died first. If the wife died first, then... Now this wife happens to be an erva to the yavam, so then everything is okay because she died before the deceased brother. And if he died first, then she would make a tzara sarva. The tzara does chalitza, not yibam. Now in this case, she was bechezkas asur le yibam, just like gerushin. This is not, Misa is not analogous to Kedushin. Misa is analogous to Gerushin, right? Because the co-wife was Becheskas Atzaras Erva. Says the Gemara, Amai, why? Why do you say Chazuz Yabemes? Hachanami, Neima, Ishazu, Becheskas Heter L'Shukai Medes. This woman is Becheskas Mutaras L'Shuk. Umisafe gatabala oisra. And you're saying, well, she can't go lashok. You have to give her chalitza. Al tatsur umisafe. In other words, she's becheskas asur liyibam. She's becheskas muteres lashok. We just said before that when a woman is becheskas muteres lashok, al tatsren umisafe. That's why we didn't pick a case of gittin. So then, why over here do we say tzarasa chaletsa sloimis yabemes? Why don't we say al tasren misafik? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? It's l'chumra v'chitema achinami l'chumra. It's l'chumra. We'll be machmir on her. Says Gemara, what are you talking about? Chumra dasli de kulahu. It's a chumra that could lead to a kula. Why? Because if you're going to say she's chaletsas, you're going to come to do Yibum. And Yibum is taka a problem because she's Becheskas Asur Yibum. Says the Gemara, no, you're mixing up Gittin and Misa. Gerushin the Shchichi, a get which is common. So they had to say, we can't allow you to do chalitza because you might come to do yibum. Gazuhu rabbanon. Ma poilos and avalanche lo shchichi. Usually houses don't cave in. Lo gazuhu rabbanon. The rabbis did not decree that you can't do chalitza because you might come to do yibum because what's the likelihood that the house is going to collapse? Inami, or another difference. By gerushin. The kaima erva by gerushin with the erva standing here. The kamuchach, it's obvious. If you're going to require the tzara to have chalitza, then people are going to say, oh, it must be that people know that she's not a tzara's erva because the erva's standing here. So what are you requiring the tzara to get chalitza for? So people are going to say, oh, it must be. The Rabbana, no, the get was a good get. The kamuchach, the tzaras kametzachas la chalitza, the tzara was required to get chalitza. Amri kamu be rabban. People are going to say the rabbis figured out begita about the get, the gita ma'alihu that it's a good get. And if people say it's a good get, basiyivumay la tzara, and they're going to come to do yibum. In other words, you have the erva standing here. She's making jelly donuts. This erva, so. Or a custard, whatever one you want. And so I have a question. If she's an erva and there's a tzara, how can you do, why are you doing chalitza to the tzara? Isn't she a tzara's erva? So people are going to say, the rabbis knew the get was good. So if that's the case, then you might come to do yibum. However, mapoiles, an avalanche, what are you going to say? You're going to say, oh, you can't do chalitza because then you're going to come to do yibum. Because people have a kasha, the erva's here. The erva's not here, the erva's dead. So since the erva's dead, people are not going to think that the chalitza is indicative of a good... of. What are people going to say? Oh, it must be they figured out that the erva died first and then he died. I mean, why would anybody say that the fact that you do chalitza to the tzara means that so they did some kind of autopsy and they figured out who died first? But ma'apoylas, mi kamu b'hu rabbanu b'ma'apoylas, can the rabbis really determine who died first? Fine. So basically, where are we holding right now? We're saying that by kedushin, she's becheskas muteres Liyavam. and therefore, really, she should be able to do Yibam. But we say that Misafe, we say L'chumra, she doesn't do Yibam, and we give her a Chalitza. Elamai, it's a Chumra, the Asli de Kula. No, if you require Chalitza, people are going to know it's just a Chumra. Elamai, you're going to come to do Yibam, so do Yibam. But by Gittin, we're afraid that if you if it's a case of Safek Karav La, if you're going to say that you do Chalitza to the Tzara, you're going to come to do Yibam to the Tzara. And if you come to do Yibam to the Tzara is Becheskas Mutares Leshuk. She's Becheskas the Tzara's Erva. Okay. The Gemara continues. V'gabe Gerushin, and by divorce, is it so pashut that we're going to follow Chazaka? Are you so sure about that? Miloy Tanan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? But Tanan, Haysa Imedes v'shes harabim, if you're standing in a public domain, V'zarku la, and you threw her again, Karav la, close to her Megureshes, Karav la, ain't a Megureshes. Mechza, in between Megureshes and Megureshes. She's divorced, but she's not divorced. V'amrina, and we said L'mai Hilchasa, regarding what Halacha, the Ikayinu, Asurale, that if he is a Kayin, she's Asur to him, because he might be divorced. Now wait a second. And, right, V'i Ervahi, and if she's an Erva, so we say that Sarasa boy Chalitza, the Tzara needs Chalitza. Aye, in this case, if the Tzara is going to need Chalitza, you're going to come to do Yibam to the Tzara, and the Tzara is Becheskas Mutaras Lashuk. What about Chazaka? V'lay Aminon Shemata Mechaletzes Mesiyah Bemes. Until now, we're saying that by Gittin, we're afraid that if we say Chaletzes to the Tzara, you're going to do Yibam, and clearly over here, where there's a Safek Gittin, we say, do Chalitza to the Tzara, and we're not afraid you might come to do Yibam. So now the Gemara says, the whopper of the century. Says the Gemara, Hacha b'shtei kitei edim askinan. Here we're talking about, you know why we don't use Chazaka over here? In other words, what does Chazaka say? Ready for this? This is from the good old yeshiva days. In my yeshiva, in Chafetz Chaim, this line of Gemara was like, you know, you could spend a whole Chanukah until the next Chanukah on it. The Gemara says, like, so let's get the stira. We said earlier, if we were to have said a case of Safek Karav La, on a Erva, the problem is that the Tzara is really Becheskas Tzara's Erva, and she's Mutaras Lashuk. And if you're going to say Choyletzes to her, you're going to come to do Yibam. Because she's Becheskas Mutaras Lashuk. And here, we say, no, do Chalitza to the Tzara's Erva. And we're not really afraid of the chazaka that she's mutaras l'shuk. So if you do yibam, you do yibam. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why in this case you didn't do in this case we're not going to follow chazaka, and in the Mishnah you would follow chazaka. You ready for this? Ha'id marala, Rabba v'Rav Yosef, the Amri Tarvaya, we learned on it, Rav and Rav Yosef, they both taught, Hacha b'shtei kitei edim askinan. Here we're talking about two groups of Edim. Achas Oymeres Karavla. You know what the case is here? Reuven and Shimon say it was Safek Karavla, that the get was closer to her. The Achas Oymeres and another group of Edim say Karavla was closer to him. Dahavile Seiko Doi Raisa. So when you have two Edim against two Edim, Chazaka cannot paskin. Why could Chazaka not paskin? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, and don't ever forget it, in Clue. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Clue, Simon Kuf Lamed Vav, in his Chuvas. one of the most famous Rebbe Akiva Eiger, and all of the response of Rebbe Akiva Eiger. Rebbe Akiva Eiger says like this: we know that Trei Kameo, when it comes to the laws of Eidos, two sets of Eidim are like 100. Let's say I have 100 Eidim that say X and 2 Eidim that say Y. The 100 Eidim that say X are not any stronger than the 2 Eidim that say Y. That means 2 Eidim could diffuse 100 Eidim. So if 2 Eidim could diffuse 100 Eidim, then 2 Eidim could diffuse 2 Eidim and Chazaka. So if you have 2 Eidim that say she is Asur Lashuk, and 2 Eidim that say she's Muteres Lashuk, because it's not a good get, and Chazaka that says she's Muteres Lashuk, Chazaka is not going to add anything to Eidos. Because if Eidos can't add to Eidos, Chazaka can't add to Eidos. Umas Nisan Dahacha, but our Mishnah is Bekarachas. It's talking about one group. You have one Eid says she's divorced, one Eid says she's not divorced. So on top of Eid versus Eid, you could use, that's a suffix Derabanan, and you could use Chazaka.
We don't say that the two against the two Eidim against two Eidim makes it like it's nothing, and then you just have the Chazaka that comes in its place.
So maybe you could have theoretically said such a Svara. The Eidim cancel out, and you're left with Chazaka, but why wouldn't you say the same thing, two against 100? Two and two cancel out, and you're left with 98.
Chazaka is a different factor. More Eidim is just more of the same factor. Once you have this two Eidim, so you establish the barrier that Eidus provides. Chazaka is something, is a different force altogether.
Oh, so Alan is saying, not so fast, Rebbe Akiva Eiger. How does Chazaka work? There's a famous Chakira. Is Chazaka a Biror? Is Chazaka a proof? Or is Chazaka just a Hanhaga? When you don't know what to do, you leave it in status quo. So if Chazaka is a Biror, so if the proof of Eidus cannot add to Eidim, then certainly the proof of Chazaka cannot add to Eidim. If, in other words, if two Eidim cannot get 100 Eidim, so then for sure it can knock out the proof of Chazaka. Unless you say, no, but Chazaka works differently. Chazaka is not giving any proof. It's just saying, this is how you need to accord yourself when you don't know what to do. But the Gemara in the Havamina, at least, the way Rabbi Akiva Eiger explains it, is Chazaka is some kind of hoichacha. And if two would cancel out 100, it would certainly cancel out two and more. I'm more worried about the Shakel of Atari over here, which is very difficult. But that's how Rabbi Akiva Eiger explains this step in the Gemara. Now the Gemara asks. So that's the answer. The answer.
The question that we're saying is a Sveika Deraisa as opposed to a Sveika Derabanan. What does it mean that we're saying it's a Sveika Deraisa?
Why is Dairaisa versus Drabbanan significant in the way I'm explaining it? It's more a matter of if two could take on two. Okay, it's a good Ha'ara. Maybe we'll get to it on Sunday. But for now, we're going to explain it the way I did, that if it's Eidim against Eidim, that is such a deep and fundamental suffix. There's nothing. It's such a suffix. It is a suffix on the deepest way. It's a suffix d'oraisa, and therefore Chazaka cannot add to such a dilemma. In the circumstance of such a dilemma, Chazaka has nothing to say. The way we're explaining it is that because we've already had. We already have the greatest proofs on both sides. What is Chazaka going to add to that? But by Safek Drabanan, where it's not even such a fundamental dilemma, it's only because the rabbis don't know what to do, so then Chazaka could play a role. Says the Gemara, Umimai Dimasnisin Dahacha Bekar Achas. How do you know that our Mishnah is talking about 1 Eid versus 1 Eid? Says Gemara's Dumya the Kedushin, just like in the case of Kedushin. Ma Kedushin bekarachas, Avgerishin bekarachas. The suffix by kedushin is one group. So the suffix by gerushin is one group. So it's going to kedushin gufay me'mayad ba'asachas. How do you know the case of kedushin is one group? Dilma bebeze kite edim. So now we're asking, maybe kedushin is two edim. Says, well, no, if it's two edim, ibebeis kite edim to siabim. Ve'em bekachlum, if it's two groups of edim, do yibum, because this woman is becheskas muteras liyibum. Says Gemara, what in the world are you talking about? If it's two Edom against two Edom, you want to do Yibam? Kaimi Edom. Do you have Edom standing here? And they're saying that the Kedushin was close to her. And therefore the Tzara is the Tzara's Erva. Va'ad Amrit Tisyabim Emekach Klum? So how could you possibly say... In other words, you want to say that this mission over here is talking about one aid. Why is it talking about one aid? Because if it's two aidim, then you could do yibum. We just said moments earlier that when you have two aidim against two aidim, you cannot follow chazakah. So, on what basis do you have that this mission is talking about one aid versus one aid? Maybe it's talking about two aidim against two aidim. If it's two Edom against two Edom, do Yibam? We just said two Edom against two Edom. You can't do Yibam because there's no Chazakah in such a scenario. V'su, and furthermore, B'shtei Kitei Edom Nami, even when there is two Kitei Edom, Sveika D'Rabbanonhi, Chazakah could talk. It's not such a fundamental suffix. Chazakah has what to say when it's two Edom against two. You wanted to say by Gerushin, in the case of the Mapoiles, the reason why you do Chalitza, why aren't you afraid you're going to do Yibum? So we said, we're not afraid you're going to do Yibum, because there is no... Okay, well, one more time. We wanted to say by this Mishnah of Gerushin that you do Chalitza, and we're not a worry that if you come to do Chalitza, you're going to do Yibam. Why not? Doesn't this woman have a Chazaka that she's Mutaras Lashuk? So shouldn't we be afraid you're going to do Yibam? So the Gemara had to say, there is no chazaka over here because of it's two against two, and therefore there's no chazaka, and therefore since there's no chazaka, so we're not afraid that you're going to do Yibam. But the question is, there is Chazakah in this case, because it should be a Sveika D'Rabbanan. How do I know two Edom against two Edom is a Safek D'Rabbanan? So the Gemara brings a famous case of Barshatya. But again, the Cheshbon is that the way we explained the case of Mapoiles, of why you do Chalitza to the Tzara, is because it was two Edom versus two Edom, and therefore Chazaka does not work, and therefore she is not Muchsuk to marry Le Shuk, and she is not Usur, Vadai Usur Li Yibam. So the Gemara says this is not necessarily the case that when you have two Edom against two Edom, you don't use Chazaka. Why is that? What's the proof? The proof is the case of Nichsei Barshatya. Because who's Barshatya? Barshatya bought merchandise. Now who's Barshatya? Sometimes he was sane, sometimes he was insane. So he had moments of sanity and moments of insanity, like most people. And the question is that we wanted to know, he made a sale, and we don't know, did he sell it or did he buy it when he was sane or insane? So the Barshatya Zove Nichse. Barshatya purchased property. Asu Beit Sheva Mishu Cholam Zaman. Some say it was when he was healthy. Asu Beit Sheva Mishu Shoyta Zaman. Rav Ashi Uki Trey Lahade Trey Va'ara Okme B'chesus Barshatya. We put the land in the possession of Barshatya. We use chazaka, even though it's two against two. So we see we do use chazaka, two against two. Rav Rabbi says, so basically we're up the creek without a paddle, because why in the case of Mapoiles, not in the case of, why in the case of Oimedes v'shus harabim, v'zarkula, karavla, megureshes, karavla, enu megureshes, melsa, v'shem, megureshes, enu megureshes, why do we say that tzara needs chalitza? And we don't follow chazaka, we should follow chazaka over there. She is becheskas muteres l'shuk. So why do we not follow chazaka? Okay, Rabbi Isai, we're going to hold it over here.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.